seeing the fans, something you did last year, it's something you obviously enjoy.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's an opportunity for us to let our fans know that we appreciate the support they give us and to come out and spend time with them. So it's always a great event, and I'm happy to be out here again this year.
And this is a guy, after the NFL draft, must feel like it's Christmas. You got a guard, you got a center, you got a wide receiver. You pretty happy guy?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talent. I think a lot of guys that you can tell are excited about playing the game of football, and that's contagious when you get into a locker room, and I'm excited about that.
You've already made contact with Chance Warmack, I guess, back on his visit, right?
Yeah, I got a chance to meet him when they brought him in. I just happened to be in doing some rehab at that point, and just an awesome guy. And, you know, like I said, excited to have the opportunity to get him in here and start working with him.
And then Brian Schwenke, another Pac-12 guy.
Yeah, from Cal. Watched his tape as well, and very athletic for a center. So.
And a deep threat in Justin Hunter, a guy who can really, really run and take it over the top.
Yeah, you know, like you said, he's fast, but he's tall. He's 6'4", and he jumps really well. So he's a guy that can kind of do it all for you, and, you know, another exciting guy.
But you're having a chance to see some new teammates on the field as you get the offseason work started. What are you seeing out there you like? Who's standing out?
There's a lot of excitement. Guys came back in shape. You can tell they'd been really taking care of themselves throughout the offseason. They came back ready to go. And so there's just a lot of excitement and enthusiasm throughout the whole locker room. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
You heard a lot of great stuff about Kenny Britt's conditioning. Can you tell a real difference in where he is?
Yeah, he looks great. You know, he always does. And you can just tell when he's getting out there working out, he's got confidence in what he's doing. And it seems like his knee's feeling a lot better.
For you, now knowing you're the guy, is there a different tempo in terms of the offseason workouts?
I don't know if there's a different tempo, but, you know, it's nice knowing it going forward for OTAs and stuff, working with the same group day in and day out, and being able to get that chemistry that you hope to have by the time games start.
As far as rehabbing the shoulder, are you having to hold back in anything you're doing in the workouts?
No, nothing. Maybe a little bit of overhead stuff and then just trying to avoid contact.
Well, you shouldn't have any contact right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's the Titans leader, leading off Titans Caravan 2013 at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Mount Juliet. Jake Locker, I'm Mike Keith. We'll see you on the road during the Caravan over the next couple weeks.